Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, and the new is here. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through the Christ, and gave us ministry of reconciliation.
That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them, and he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God.
God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
Thank you. Okay, now I'm going to invite Natalie to come and share with you a testimony of something, a work that God did in her life through one of our worship times. So the kids work all day, and then we come and have dinner, and we have a worship service every night.
So I'm going to say this because I started saying this on Tuesday. Hi, y'all. I just started saying it. I was on a crew with people with a church from Tennessee, and then I was around people from Arkansas. And so on Tuesday or Wednesday, I started saying y'all. So on Tuesday night, it was our first day of work, and we had just finished, like I said, day one of being at the work site. Every night, we had this thing called the gathering. So the specific event taking place that night was the concert of prayer. And the concert of prayer is simply when you pray and worship, and then worship, and then pray, and just keep going on. And then that particular night, God really spoke to me. And since that day had been exhausting because I missed my family, it was my first day at World Changer, and I was like sweating like nuts, and the showers are cold, and a lot of other things going on that day. During the concert of prayer, though, I felt the Spirit of God take over. My hands were in the air, and I usually don't do that because it's just a nerve-wracking thing to put your hands in the air when you're singing. And I was starting to tear up, and it was just an amazing experience for me. I wrote in my journal about every night, what we did, how I felt. I even went into full detail on what the food was that day and what I ate. So I'm going to read you a little excerpt of what I wrote about on for the concert of prayer, if I can find it. There we go. So before worship, we had to pray to prepare our hearts for the concert of prayer. The concert of prayer was one of the most emotional prayer times I have ever had. Jesus really spoke to me. When we first started praying, I began to cry. My heart was so filled with the Spirit that I started to cry. The Lord was a part of me at that moment. I don't know what it was, but the Lord's love is greater than anything else. And that's just what I felt like when I went through that. Like, it was just a really emotional time. And after we had these little church group devotions every night, and I told Miss Nikki when I left, I was like, Miss Nikki, I was really filled with the Spirit tonight. And I just kept telling like over and over and over all week. So that was my testimony about Tuesday.
There's no doubt that this girl is filled with the Spirit of the Lord. She is... She takes her faith and her relationship with Jesus seriously, and I'm really proud of the example that she is to all of us. Okay, next we are going to have Tyler.
How y'all doing? So, we all got put on a crew. We had different names. My crew's name was the Brickbats, which was a really poor name for a crew that painted a chain link fence all week. Painted a chain link fence. I thought we were just going to paint a wooden fence. We get there, they're saying, yeah, you can't let a little, paint the whole silver fence black. Don't want to see any silver. So I'm looking at it like, okay. So That's a really nice picture. So while we were there, got to make some good friends. What I didn't like about it, though, was that there wasn't really any, it wasn't like, there, it wasn't a house. There wasn't any house owner. The city was just having us paint the fence. So we didn't get to really minister to as many people, except maybe occasionally someone walking by. But on the final day, we did get to do what we called a prayer walk. So we drove into the neighborhood where the baseball diamond was that we were painting the fence of. And we would look for anyone who was outside their house, just sitting there on the porch, and we would ask them, "Do you know God?" And we didn't get anyone. We had some people who would say, "I know him, but I don't think I totally understand it." So we would talk to him, then we would we'd get in a circle around him, hold hands, and pray. And I didn't get any real situations to have like a one-on-one talk with someone, but every time we walked away, I felt like God was calling me to say something small. If you can't say something, if you can't get a one-on-one conversation with them, you feel like I want to impact them some way. So whenever we walked away, I would start saying, "God bless you," to everyone. I felt like God wanted me to say that, something short but with meaning. I had a good time. And Natalie was right about the whole preaching thing. It was kind of like sit down, get back up, singing every 5 minutes. Food was good, though, actually. We had Chick-fil-A one day, and there was Arby's. You got a whole thing at Pringles. Yeah. I was losing mine every day. I don't know what happened to you, Natalie, but my showers were good. Were you showering? They had a trailer. They had a trailer. You got, like, ice showers.
All right, wrap it up.
Okay. Goodbye, McChesney Park.
He's not shy, and he's homeschooled, so, you know, I don't know how that happened, so. Okay, next we're going to have Fred, one of the most popular guys at World Changers.
They were right about the food. It was extremely well. I did not once have to eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, which anybody who has ever been on a mission trip knows that that is what it can constantly consist of at lunchtime. So I was a crew chief. We had a great time. I was consistently scared and worried before we left about what I was going to be doing. I was told I was going to be doing a 33-foot straight ramp. It evolved into three different things over the first day, but I just wanted to say that, you know, 13 years ago is when I started to come to this church as a youth myself. You know, I had never heard of mission trips, and now here I am 13 years later, 25 years old, and I was a first-time crew chief at World Changers, you know. It's just kind of great what he can do in our life. So I'm not a very well public speaker, so I'm sorry if I'm not looking at any of you. Anyway, so Monday I was there, I was scared. Somehow this ramp that was 33 feet and straight now changed into one that had several different platforms, and now stairs are being added. And I was like, oh, we'll get to those if we can by the end of the week. Luckily, I had a great crew. I was told I was going to have 12 youth. It ended up being 8 youth, myself, and 2 other adults. I asked Monday night, do we have any plans here? Do we, you know, what do I get to build off of? And he said, you get to create the plans. And I was like, that's so awesome. Not really. So I find my crew, and at first we had 13 people, and it ended up being dwindled down to just the 10 of us. Because, as they said, crews changed like 15 times before we all got into them on Monday night. So here I am, standing in front of a crew of 10 people I've never met before. I don't have anybody in my group with me to talk to, and I have to instruct them, tell them what to do. Me and Herb, who was our project leader, were the only people in the group who had ever used a drill before. So now I have to teach all of these kids how to use a drill, use a saw, hold things level, dig holes. It was a pretty scary experience. So I come in on the first night, and I'm finding all these things are changing. I'm super scared. I'm like, it's okay, I can do this. But, you know, by the end of the night, I was just, like, extremely worried. And I just, you know, I talked with the guy Mitch in our room, and he's like, it's not about the project. It's not about the work that gets done. It's about the people we affect in the community. So I kind of just sat there the first night as we were all going to bed, and I just had a prayer with myself. And I said, you know, God, this I can't do this on my own. This is not my project. It's not something I can do. This has to be done through you. And I prayed with him. I said, please help me get this done. So, as God always does, even though we don't ever see it, some reason we're all blinded, blinded to what he can do for us, he came through. I met an awesome man named Herb. He was a member of the SAWS facility or group they have down there. It's servants at work. They go around building ramps for the terminally ill and people, you know, who just can't get around. And, you know, out of all the people, I'm not a very outgoing person. When I first meet people, I'm very shy, and I want to keep to myself. And, again, here I am leading a bunch of these kids I don't even know, don't know how to do anything. This is, we had three people in total that had been to World Changers before, and all of them had just painted before. Nobody had ever actually done any construction projects. But God helped us, and Miss Nancy, who was our homeowner, she helped us helped us kind of witness to her. We didn't get a lot of traffic through our community. There was a couple bad things going around. And somebody was shot Monday night right in the park across our street. I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday. There was people walking around with a gun. But he kept us safe. He kept us away from that kind of danger. Well, I got a great group of hardworking students. None of them complained. All of them worked very hard. We dug 30 to 40 post holes, and that was a lot of fun. The post holes you saw in the video, that was my crew digging. So we went from talking about how the stairs were an optional part of the ramp, we might or might not get that done, to we had an hour left at the end of the day. We went across the street and played in a park. And that was a pretty fun part for the kids. They were all swinging around on sawhorses and all fun stuff. Kind of our crew's verse for the week was Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We all got a little block of wood that had it written on there from our crew encourager. She was great. So, you know, I just kind of think about it, you know, 11, 13 years ago, I was a lost soul with a dad. I did not have a dad. I had a mom who was checked out in our life, basically. And what he has done with me, what he has strengthened me, here I am. I got a beautiful family, two kids, and I was always just afraid of not handing it over to him, not letting him take charge of our life, take charge of my life. Never let fear stop you from trying to do anything. Never let fear stop you from listening to God. Ask him for help. He's always there. He'll always answer our prayers, whether we want to hear which way they're answered or not. I always talked a lot in Sunday school, so I have like a really dry mouth right now. So we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, which is kind of what I walked away. You know, we got to be leaders regardless of if we feel we're old enough or not. If God calls us to do something, we have to be obedient and listen. Whether or not we're 60 to 80 years old or if we're just 20 starting out as a fresh out of youth, we got to do something. We can't sit idly by and, you know, waste our time for God, waste that away. So that's all I had this week.
I know I'm very thankful for Fred Moore and the influence he is, especially in my son's life. So he's a great guy, and we are so blessed to have him a part of our church family. Okay, next we are going to Ryan.
I would like to say a verse. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Well, that practically means before I came to World Changers, I was always afraid, and a pastor talked with me, and I just got over it. And I had fun this week. I also painted a fence, and that was not fun. So it's been a fun week. Thank you.
So proud of Ryan. He did a great job this week. All right, now we're going to invite Miss Robin. You can just bust through the tape. Yeah, there you go.
Okay. When Nikki was talking about world changes at the beginning, as you know, I'm the liaison between the Karen congregation and ours, and I asked her, would the Karen youth, you know, would it be something they could join in too if they wanted? And she said, sure. You'll need to go as a sponsor. And I said, no problem. You know, I've been on mission trips before, and I'd love to go if the kids want to go. And so that's kind of how I got involved in the first place. This was my first time going on a World Changers mission. I'd never heard of it before. Didn't really know what it was. But then when she was talking about it, you know, I was kind of like Mark Bunger. Oh, nobody's going to sign up, you know. And I'm not sure I want to go, you know. But she had said it would be a lot of work, long days, and I'm getting a little bit older. I'm not in the best shape. So I was really starting to get a little concerned about, you know, am I going to be able to keep up with a bunch of teenagers working out in the heat all day? But I thought, well, if God wants me to go, then he'll allow me to be able to do it, you know. So I decided I'd start preparing. I thought, okay, you need to get in a little bit of shape. You know, you can't do a whole lot before July, and, you know, especially when June came and I still hadn't started. But still, June came and I thought, okay, I'm going to exercise. I'm going to get in shape. And I started doing crunches and I threw my back out. And I ended up at the chiropractor a month before, going every day for 2 weeks. But in 2 weeks, he had me back, you know, fine, no pain, nothing. But he said, take it easy, you know, just be careful. It was 2 weeks before the trip. So my crew, I got there and I got my crew and I had all high schoolers, yay. And we got our first assignment and it was picking up rocks and boulders and concrete chunks from Phil that had put in a vacant lot so it could be leveled for a parking lot for a church. Yeah, they were pulling things out with chains. Anyway. And I thought, well, that's taken easy, right? So I wasn't real thrilled, but you know what? Those teenagers, they were great. They worked for a day and a half in two different piles of rocks. Some concrete chunks had to be chained and pulled out with a truck and then loaded into like one of those big haulers, you know, with a bucket on the front before they could be carried away. But I didn't hear one complaint, not one. And our crew, they were called the Night Owls, A-W-L-S. They were all puns on our crew names. They consisted of 2 leaders, 5 high school girls, and 5 high school boys. One of the girls, she led devotions every day. And I was supposed to be the team encourager, but I was more encouraged by those kids than I could have ever encouraged them. Their attitudes and their servant hearts were unbelievable. And they were looking for people to share Jesus with. When we went a prayer walk through the neighborhood, we were working in and talked with people we met along the way. I have never met more Christian people than I did there. It's like, where's a non-Christian when you're looking for them? You know, these kids were ready to share, and we couldn't find anybody that wasn't a Christian, you know. But they shared anyway, and they shared when and where they could. They set a great example for not only community, but with each other and with other leaders. On Friday night, or last night, one of our crew members who had previously thought that they had accepted the Lord had come to realize throughout the week that they really never had, and so they did that night. My experience with teenagers today throughout our community and as a bus driver for the Rockford School District, and even Christian kids had not always been real favorable, but the 10 kids in my crew this week really restored that, and they were a wonderful Christian example to me. We need to be out there in our community showing God's love and the gospel message and share the wonderful gift of Christ. We hear a lot, you know, in the media, negative things about what kids are doing and about Christians and how, you know, statistics about how many people are Christians and how many aren't, you know, and it seems to be dwindling. But I met 140 of the most wonderful kids this week that really love the Lord. You know, one of the kids, you know, I said to them, hey, you know, I'm very proud of you guys. You're not complaining. You're not anything. She just looked at me with this look on her face and said, well, that's what we're here for. She said, this is what I signed up for. We're here to work. We're here to share. We're here to serve others. And which kind of shocked that, you know, what else would I expect, you know? And so I want to thank our congregation. We did a lot of projects before the Youth for Hire to help prepare the kids and to raise money. And I just want you to know your money was well spent. These kids did a great job. I think they grew in the Lord, and I was impressed by them. They did a great job. And I think they made other Christian friends from around the country. Our Karen girls were very encouraged. They were so well accepted in the group that we were in. And one night, I think the last night, we went around and said, you know, something that had helped. And one of them shared. They said, a lot of times people just look at us and they say, oh, those are those Asian people, and just kind of dismiss us. I said, but you didn't. You just accepted us, and you loved us, and treated us part of the crew. And they did. They just blended in, and they felt that love. And that's not something they feel everywhere, especially like at school. So thank you again for all your support. We'll probably, if we do World Changers again, we'll be doing more projects and asking for more support. So thank you, and it was a great trip.
And I just want to take a moment to thank Miss Robin. She organized and set up all of the Youth for Hire projects, and that is not an easy task. So let's just give her a round of thanks for that. Okay, we have one more student testimony. I'm going to call on Caitlin to come up.
So when I was going to World Changers, I was scared that it would be one thing I wouldn't be able to do, and that was to share the gospel with someone. But I actually did get the opportunity to do that. Some people on my crew and I, we went on a prayer walk, and we saw a guy standing at a bus station waiting for... Oh, yeah. He was standing at a bus station waiting for his bus to come. So we went over and talked to him, and my mom, Miss Morgan, did a really good job of directing the conversation to Jesus. We started talking like, hey, how you doing? We figured out that he had lived in Chicago, so Miss Morgan asked him if he liked the Red Sox or the Cubs. White Sox or Cubs, yeah. And before, he said Cubs, so what? Oh, sorry. So before I knew it, we were just sharing the gospel with someone. So we started talking about a baseball team, and then we were talking about God. So I got through the whole, I used a gospel track to share Jesus with him. We got through the whole gospel before his bus came. I didn't really get to ask him if he wanted to accept Jesus or not, so we gave him the track to read. Somewhere in there it says how to accept Jesus, so I hope he really read it. So I hope you'll just pray for him. His name is Robert. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to invite Becca, Natalie, and Morgan to come up. So, you know, you go on these World Changers projects to share Jesus with the people in the community that you're working in. But God worked in a mighty way in Becca and Natalie's life this week. On Friday night, during our youth group devotions, Becca just needed to talk to somebody, and Morgan was willing to go out and visit with her and share with her. And they came and they found me. They were gone. We finished our youth group devotions, and I was taking care of some final things, and they came and found me, and we went somewhere where it was quiet, which is really hard to find a quiet place with a lot of teenagers. And Becca said that she was ready to accept Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior. So we just want to celebrate that decision that she made. And so she prayed and accepted Christ as her Savior. So then we waited till the end of the night, until everybody was in the room, so Becca could share that with our youth girls. And as we were sharing that, Natalie said, Miss Nikki, when I was younger, I accepted Christ, but I just after this week, being around so many strong Christians and hearing the message and hearing the gospel over and over, I think I just did it because a friend did it, or I wanted to be in front of people and be baptized and get that attention, or I just really wanted to take the Lord's Supper because I thought that would be, you know, when you're young, that's you kind of think it's going to be a big deal. So, Nat, you know, we just decided that, you know what, if you're not sure, let's just nail this down. And she was willing right there on her air mattress to pray so she could know that she belongs to Jesus. So, church family, we have two new sisters in Christ, and we want to celebrate that, and we just want to show them love and care and encourage them to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ and to mature in their faith. And this was just the highlight of the trip for us to see these two girls come to know Christ. So let's just, we'll have a time of prayer, and then we'll, you know, ask you, we'll come stand by you girls, so you don't have to be by yourself, because everybody's going to want to hug your neck and love on you a little bit and celebrate this. So you guys can go sit down. We're almost done. Okay, so we're going to wrap things up. So we truly did see God change people's lives in Muncie, Indiana. And we want to continue to be world changers here at home. So church family, please pray for these students as they start back to school and begin to interact with their peers. Pray that they will continue to be brave and to serve and to share Jesus. That's what we learned over and over, how to take a normal conversation and turn it into a gospel conversation. We live in a broken world. A lot of people are hurting. And sometimes we don't take that opportunity to ask if, you know, can we pray for you? Let me tell you about my Jesus and how he has healed my brokenness. Don't ignore those opportunities that the Lord gives you. And that's what we are fired up about, to take these conversations and turn them into gospel conversations. Church, let's not go on mission trips once a year, but let's live missionally every day of our lives. Let's not be First Baptist Church of McChesney Park, but let's be let's really be the hands and feet of Jesus here in our communities. And that's what we're excited that's what we're excited about. And I'm excited that these 10 kids want to go back and do this again next summer. And I'm praying and believing and trusting that we're going to take a lot more than 10 kids next year. So let's just give the Lord a hand for all the work that he's done.